You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire brings you Hollywood Star Time. Today we present The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring the brilliant English actor Rex Harrison, supported by Hollywood's First Lady of Radio, Lorene Tuttle. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you direct from Hollywood, radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, Hollywood Star Time brings you the radio production of the amusing 20th Century Fox picture, The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring Rex Harrison. 20th Century Fox also are producers of Anna and the King of Siam, which, when released, will star Irene Dunn, Linda Darnell, and Rex Harrison. Now, in just a moment, The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring Rex Harrison as Paul Gallard and featuring Lorene Tuttle as Helen Berkeley. The colorful musical score is supervised by Alfred Newman.
At the casino at Monte Carlo, you may play roulette and lose perhaps your eye teeth. Or you may play Chemin de Fer and say farewell to the old homestead. Or perhaps you'd prefer to lose your shirt at Baccarat. Oh, Baccarat. There's a game for you. You play cards against the Greek syndicate and there's no limit. Try and win. Uh-oh. But wait. What's this? Someone is winning. The chips are piled high in front of him as he continues to play. And to win phenomenally.
He's won 13 times straight.
Astounding.
We'll break his luck.
Here they go again.
Wait.
8 for the syndicate.
Monsieur Galard?
9.
No. 9, he wins again.
Astounding.
He must have 5 million francs in front of him.
Do you wish to continue, Monsieur Galard?
If you please, Monsieur Le Croupier. The entire 5 million. Bunko.
Oh. But, monsieur, the bank cannot... rien ne va plus. Dealer, deal, play. For the house. 5.
6.
He gets sick. He wins. Monsieur Galard, the bank surrenders.
You mean... the bank at Monte Carlo is broke?
If monsieur will step into the office, the director will give you a check for 10 million francs.
No, I'll take it in cash, if you don't mind.
But you can't carry away 10 million francs in your pocket.
I brought a suitcase.
You knew you were going to win?
Well, I merely hoped, with beginner's luck.
You mean you have never played here before this?
Never before, and never again.
Oh, how unsportsmanlike.
Good evening, gentlemen. Goodbye, casino. Farewell, Monte Carlo. Forever. Oh, will you help me pack the currency, please?
Oh, the director shall hear of this flagrant breach of etiquette. Yes. Oh, quel culot.
Oh.
Monsieur le Directeur, you do not understand that Paul Gallard is leaving Monte Carlo for good.
Impossible.
He already has his reservation on the blue train for Paris.
But the victim always stays long enough to lose it all back again. It's the custom.
I explained that to the villain.
Well, then we must take the customary steps.
Ah, I have already made arrangements with an exceptionally attractive young woman, an American dancer who needs the money.
Well, see that she's on the blue train when it leaves for Paris tonight, with this Paul Gallard on board. Paul Gallard must return to our gaming table sooner or later.
Naturally. The girl will require an accomplice.
Well, get that Bertrand Weber again. He's dependable enough. Now, get busy. Vite, vite!
Waiter, you there?
Oui, monsieur.
The young lady and I wish to be seated in the diner.
But of course, this way, monsieur.
Oh, wait a moment. We wish to be seated at the same table with that distinguished-looking Englishman there.
I understand. This way, madame, monsieur.
Thank you. Oh, I hope you don't mind the intrusion, sir.
No, not in the least. I'm sure you're both more than welcome. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
You see, monsieur...
Gallard. Paul Gallard.
The rest of the tables were so crowded.
No, please, no explanations. Waiter?
Monsieur?
And what will madame have to drink?
Oh, a dry sherry for me, thank you.
Monsieur?
A pink gin for mine, thank you.
And make mine another brandy and soda, waiter.
Eh bien, monsieur. Thank you.
Ah. Paris bound, of course.
Well, yes.
Helen and I have been thinking of skipping through Paris and visiting Switzerland.
Switzerland? Oh, by all means. Particularly Interlaken.
Well, I don't know. You recommend it highly, Monsieur Gallard?
Without qualification. Interlaken in the spring is perfectly lovely. Are you going?
Well, we don't quite...
Let's think about it seriously, Bertrand. It sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. Do think about it and let me know.
Let you know?
What exactly is it to you, Monsieur Gallard?
Oh, well, one's always gratified to know that his recommendations have been accepted, that's all.
Is it?
Oh, yes. The best way on earth to ingratiate oneself with a waiter is to ask him what he suggests on the menu and then order it, even if it kills you.
Well, the catch is, Monsieur Gallard, that we don't see any particular reason for ingratiating ourselves with you.
Well, technically, no. However...
However, you were kind enough to share your table with us. And I've always wanted to see Interlaken anyhow.
You'll be there?
We'll at least think about it, won't we, Bertrand?
Paul, over here, Paul.
Alfie, peerless taxi driver.
Aye, welcome back to Paris.
Partner of my darkest days. We have conquered.
How'd you make out at Monte Carlo, Paul?
Our taxi driving days are over as suddenly as they began. We are in the money.
You won?
I broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
No.
We divide 10 million francs, share and share alike.
Say, that'll buy me my fare back to London, won't it?
Yes, and it'll repair the broken Gallard fortune somewhat. But first, another job. We go to Interlaken, Switzerland.
Interlaken? What for?
Ah, what for, he asks. Wait until you see her, that's all.
Oh, see you.
Helen, the face that launched 1,000 ships.
Paul, you're not going to tell me you're falling in love with a welder.
Oh, there's no time to lose, Alfie. We're not staying in Paris. We're taking the Swiss Express immediately.
Me too?
Yes, and on this trip, you're my valet, my man's man. Interlaken, here we come. Excuse me, madame, that is, mademoiselle. Anyhow...
Oh, really, Monsieur Gallard? Does it matter?
We've been in the same hotel in Interlaken for 2 days, and I haven't danced with you. May I sit down here?
It's Bertrand's chair, and he might not like it.
Now, listen to me. I came to Interlaken to see you, not to see Switzerland.
Do you often have spells like this?
I said, listen. Supposing you've been poor for a long time, and then suddenly became miraculously rich, happier and more carefree than ever in your life... free to follow your heart wherever it led. Tell me, are you married?
Why?
I must know.
Well, it's all right, Helen. I've arranged for a guide tomorrow. Oh, it's you again, Gellar.
Hello, Bertrand. I was asking your, madame, that is...
Madame?
He doesn't know, Bertrand. Monsieur Gellar, my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do, sir? Delighted. Well, over-delighted. Delighted, a brother of,
Berkeley. Helen Berkeley.
Helen Berkeley. Delighted. So you're a brother. Oh, I'm glad. Oh, that's... You look wonderful.
Yes, sir. Oh, right. Well, please stop pumping my arm or I'll never be able to go mountain climbing with Helen tomorrow.
With Helen, did you say? Mountain climbing. Exhilarating sport. Mountain climbing. Very exciting. Brother. Oh, that's fine.
All right, Bertrand, this is far enough.
Oh, can you see Gellar from up here?
He's resting on that rocky ledge below us.
Oh. Now, all you have to do is slide down the cliff a bit and land on the ledge beside him.
Yes.
Ha ha, alone on the mountain. That's excellent.
You're cheerful, aren't you?
When the stakes are high, my spirits rise with the stakes.
Well, all right. Loop the other end of my rope around this rock, will you?
All right, you are.
Well, here goes nothing.
And now, scream convincingly as you slide down, darling. Bon voyage!
Help! I'm slipping! Help! Oh, I don't like this.
Oh! Miss Berkeley.
I was on the ledge above you. I slipped.
You've no business climbing alone.
Well, don't leave me dangling here like a salami.
I'm very fond of salami.
Now, look.
I'm very fond of you.
Oh, please. Please cut this rope and let me down.
Will you go riding with me tomorrow?
No.
The next day?
No.
Friday?
Will you be good enough to get me down off this disgusting mountain, Mr. Gallagher?
Well, that's better. Now we're making some progress. Yes, I'll cut you down. Now, aren't you glad you accepted my invitation, Helen?
The name is Miss Berkeley. I hardly know you.
Then how about dancing tonight? After all, I practically saved your life. You dance beautifully, Helen.
That's a bright new speech.
The truth is eternal. You dance enchantingly.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
How about going boating tomorrow?
I'm afraid not.
Why not?
I saw an American tragedy years ago. They go boating. The gal falls into the drink. She can't swim. He lets her drown. Poor gal.
Ah, he didn't love that gal.
All right, Paul, I'll go boating with you.
Why, Helen? Why will you go with me?
Because I can swim.
Oh. Fine, yes, well, let's dance.
Why did you just stop rowing, Paul?
Let's drift.
I've been drifting.
Helen, why are you unhappy?
Oh, Paul, I'm sorry if I showed it.
You're in some kind of trouble, aren't you?
Well, would you call marriage trouble?
You're not married.
I'm going to be married in 2 weeks.
No, I absolutely forbid it.
You don't even know him.
Who is he?
Pierre Prévost, the banker.
I'll knock him down.
It shouldn't be difficult. He's 62 years old.
62? But why on earth?
Because he's rich, and I need money.
Why?
Not for myself, Paul, believe me. For my brother.
Bertrand?
He's in trouble.
How much trouble?
5 million francs.
Well, I just happen to have 5 million francs. Would that help?
Paul. Oh, Paul.
What is it, darling? Tell me.
Oh, this is so dreadful. You make me feel so humble, so terribly ashamed. Can't you see? Don't you understand?
Well, Helen, all I know is that I love you very much and that I can't bear to see you unhappy. Anyway, I never could be trusted with money.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Then it's settled. You'll take the money.
It is settled, Paul. I'll never take the money. But thank you. Thank you so much for offering.
Isn't there something I can do?
Yes, Paul, there is. Give me another week of all this. Riding with you, dancing, laughing, talking with you. Perhaps the Mediterranean?
Capri. Anna Capri. The Blue Grotto.
The Riviera. Monte Carlo.
Marseille, Naples, did you say Monte Carlo?
Yes. Why?
Hmm? Oh, nothing, darling, but if you want to go to Monte Carlo, we go to Monte Carlo, win, lose, or draw.
In just a few moments, Frigidaire will bring you the second act of The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring Rex Harrison. Frigidaire is the name that's known best around the world for keeping foods good to eat. And behind that name is more than a quarter of a century of experience in making cold. The dependable record of over 7 million Frigidaire refrigerators built and sold. You have only to consider Frigidaire's famous meter miser to realize what all this skill and experience can mean in the building of a refrigerator. The meter miser is the cold-making mechanism that's the heart of your modern Frigidaire. Think of the jobs it has to do. It has to make cold fast, even in the hottest weather. It has to be on the job quietly, hour after hour, year after year. It has to make oceans of cold on a mere trickle of current. It has to be dependable. All this the Frigidaire engineers knew when they designed the meter miser, and they designed it well. For today, the meter miser is known as the simplest refrigerating mechanism ever built. So economical that it operates on less current than an ordinary light bulb. So powerful that it can make all the cold you'll ever need and still have power to spare. And so dependable that it is sealed in oil for life. Sealed against dirt and dust and moisture in a shell of steel no bigger than a man's hat. Remember this skill and experience when you think about your new refrigerator. Remember, a refrigerator is no better than the mechanism that makes it cold. And then remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time continues now with the radio production of the 20th Century Fox picture, The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring Rex Harrison with Loreen Tuttle. 20th Century Fox is currently showing its Technicolor production, Do You Love Me?, which stars Dick Hames, Maureen O'Hara, and Harry James. Now, Act Two, The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo.
Helen Berkeley, a beautiful American dancer, has succeeded in persuading Paul Gallard to return to Monte Carlo. From there on, it is certain that Paul's weakness for the gaming tables will make him lose all his fantastic winnings. Paul and his oddly chosen friend and partner, a Cockney taxi driver named Alfie, are preparing to check out of their hotel in Interlaken, bound for Monte Carlo.
I'll be very frank with you, Paul. I don't like this business of going back to Monte Carlo.
Alfie, I know that half our winnings are yours, and I promise that I won't go near the casino. But if I do...
Ah, there you have it. If he does.
Alfie, I've set myself a very modest limit. 1,000 francs. Now, not a sou more. When that's gone, I'm finished.
Well, just the same, I'm keeping back 1,000 francs out of my share of the money, just in case.
And what's troubling you?
That blonde Barclay woman. How do you know she's on the level? I've known that Monte Carlo gang to go to a lot of trouble to get their money back when they've lost heavy.
It's a very grave insinuation, Alfie.
Yes, ain't it, though?
No, I'll take it. Yeah?
Hello, Paul?
Oh, hello, Helen, darling.
Paul, I've changed my mind.
Change your mind?
I'm not going to Monte Carlo with you.
But, darling, I've made all arrangements already. But if you don't want to go, why did you ask me to take you with me to Monte Carlo?
Oh, you'll think it's silly, Paul.
Tell me, it's rather important.
Well, I have a little money, and I thought I might win some money to help my brother.
I knew it.
Knew what, Paul?
Oh, my valet had some fantastic plot dreamed up in which you were an adventuress financed by Monte Carlo. You were supposed to lure me back to the gaming tables, and when I had lost my millions, you were going to toss me aside like an old toothpaste tube. Unless you're one of those delightful people who save old toothpaste tubes, are you?
You didn't believe that fantastic idea, did you, Paul?
No, of course not, darling.
Paul, I do love you so. There's someone at my door now. Goodbye, Paul.
Helen, wait a minute.
Goodbye, Paul. Yes, come in. Oh, hello, Bertrand.
Why aren't you on your way to Monte Carlo?
Well, because he wouldn't go.
What?
He changed his mind at the last minute. That's all I know.
Helen, my sweet, could you be lying?
Why should I lie about it?
Because you're in love with
him.
Oh,
you must be mad.
He didn't change his mind. You changed your mind. Just how much did you tell him?
Nothing. Just I wouldn't go.
Oh, you fool. You're throwing away the 250,000 francs the casino would pay us for this job. And what for? Do you think he'd marry you, a girl, out of a dance hall?
I don't care.
Well, what about my share of that money, huh?
I tell you, I don't care. I'm quitting. I'm through.
And where do you fancy you're going? Helen!
Back to Paris and back to New York. I don't care which. But I'm through, I tell you, I'm through, that's all.
Oh, no, you're not through, my dear. Not just yet. I'm amazed to find you in your hotel suite. I thought you were going to Monte Carlo with Helen.
I was, but you changed her mind.
Well, that's very odd.
Why?
Helen left for Monte Carlo a half hour ago.
She... Alfie!
Yes?
Order a car at once.
Order a car, me foot? I had our own taxi sent down here from Paris.
Better still, we're driving to Monte Carlo right away.
Passage to Paris, please.
Oui,
madame. I wouldn't be so quick about that, Helen, if I were
Bertrand,
you.
Bertrand, why did you follow me?
I thought you'd like to know. I had a nice chat with Paul Gallard after you left. I told him you were on the way to Monte Carlo alone.
You didn't. He'll lose everything.
His taxi is only 50 miles from here already. Seems the trains couldn't get him there fast enough. Oh, he admires you.
Your ticket to Paris, mademoiselle.
Oh, well, I've just changed my mind. Exchange it for passage to Monte Carlo.
Ah, Monsieur Gallard, welcome. So happy to have you with us again.
Thank you, Monsieur Le Croupier.
A bit of baccarat, monsieur?
Yes, some chips, please.
Oh, but certainly. Banker, some chips for Monsieur Gallard.
1,000 francs worth.
1,000 francs worth. To begin with.
Mademoiselle?
Let me by, please.
You are Mademoiselle Helen Berkeley?
I said, let me pass. I must get to the baccarat table at once.
Dear pardon, but le directeur wishes to see you.
Director? But I tell you, I'm not
getting
there.
Please come along quietly, mademoiselle.
Why am I held a prisoner in your office?
Prisoner? Oh, Miss Berkeley, our guest. My compliments on your success in your mission. And our check for 250,000 francs. A nice sum, even when divided with Bertrand. Good work.
Mr. Gallard is loose?
Oh, naturally.
Much?
Much. Excuse me, please. Yes, Emile. How now?
His luck has changed.
What?
He's winning again.
Match?
Much.
Keep me informed. Oh, this is absurd. It can't happen again.
May I go now?
No, you may not go now. You'll stay here till the very finish, one way or the other.
Will you continue, Monsieur Gallard?
Why not?
Your bet?
Everything.
Oh! Huh? Everything?
A banker, if you please.
10 million francs?
If you please.
Dealer, if you please. Rien ne va plus. For the syndicate. Wheat.
Eight for the house.
quiet.
Monsieur Galler, your cards. Monsieur Galler.
Well. Gentlemen, a very pleasant good evening.
Huh? Well, but... No.
You have broke the bloke who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. My, my congratulations. Good evening, gentlemen. My coat and hat, please.
Oh, oui, monsieur. And the suitcase. That too is yours, no?
That too is mine, yes. But since I haven't a sou to my name, keep it as your tip until I can reclaim it. Good evening, mademoiselle.
Taxi, pull me, pal.
Move over, Alfie. Give him my old cap with a beloved taxi driver's badge to fix there, too.
Broke?
Broke.
Oh, well. Easy come, easy go. Get in, Paul. Hey, wait a minute. Where's the suitcase?
Oh, will you hop inside and get it? And give the girl a coin, will you? Thanks.
Even, but I will end fast. That's a good leather suitcase if it's lost. The idea.
Oh!
Sorry, lady.
I'm sorry. Paul!
Taxi lady?
Oh! What sort of a joke is this? Why are you behind the wheel? Why that taxi driver's cap and badge?
This is where I came in. Taxi lady?
Take me around the block. I've got to talk to you.
Oh, no. I understand enough right now. Alfie was right. You were assigned to me, weren't you, by the casino?
Yes, I was, Paul, but
please... Those accidental meetings on the blue train on the mountain. They were all carefully planned.
I know,
your marriage,
Paul,
to that rich old man, all part of the hoax, the game, the lie, if you please.
Remember your station.
What?
You're a taxi driver and I'm the passenger. Address me civilly.
Well, of all the impertinent...
Paul, you're broke, aren't you? You're poor again.
Yes, thanks to you.
Well, I'm glad.
Thanks again.
Oh, Paul, please. Now let me speak. A thousand times I wished you were penniless. So poor that when I said, Paul, I love you truly, you'd have to believe me.
Ellen.
And if you'd only let me explain how all this happened...
Taxi lady?
10 times around the block, driver. And take your time.
Helen, darling, forgive me for doubting you for a moment.
I love you, Paul. Oh, dear.
What?
Look, there's poor Alfie waiting and fuming at the curb. Suitcase and all.
Let me handle Alfie. Taxi, sir?
And where, if I may ask, for you? Get me out of here fast.
Alfie, what's wrong?
Get me out of here before the director sticks a blonde on me.
What on earth are you raving about?
You kept me waiting around. I had 1,000 francs loose in my pocket, so I just broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
Who?
You?
Me. Get me out of here. They're off to me.
Oh.
Come back. Monsieur!
The director! Hurry, Paul!
Let's get out of here!
Oh!
With the man who really broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
Thank you, Rex Harrison, for your delightful portrayal of the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. And thanks to you, Loreen Tuttle, for your excellent performance. May we also express appreciation to the splendid supporting cast. Joe Kearns, Jay Novello, George Sorrell, Margaret Brayton, David Ellis, Ray Lawrence, and Gerald Moore. Rex Harrison will return in just a moment. This radio adaptation of The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo was written by Milton Geiger, with music supervised by Alfred Newman. The production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Frigidaire's Hollywood Star Time is brought to you each week, direct from Hollywood, with the good wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who today congratulates the automotive industry on its golden jubilee. A half century on wheels is being celebrated in a nationwide salute to the business which has done so much to let Americans live, work, and play better than other people on earth. So congratulations to the automotive industry, a great American industry, on their golden jubilee. We join with them in their slogan, hats off to the past, coats off to the future. Here again is Rex Harrison. Mr. Harrison, am I correct that this is your first radio appearance in America?
Quite right, Mr. Niles. Of course, I've made numerous appearances before the BBC microphones in London, but this is my first radio over here. I enjoyed being here very much today, and I most certainly shall tune into Hollywood Star Time next week to hear George Brent and Lynn Barry in their broadcast of Second Honeymoon. So until then, goodbye, and thank you all.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.